everybody. It's Jared Bell from My Got Your Six Podcast and Red Pill University. This is Lessons That You Need to Know. Lesson You Need to Know. This is Lesson 2, Part B and C. Hey, everybody. I'm going to tell you something right now. Remember this. And if you don't remember anything, I want you to remember this. You don't have to write this down. But if you do, remember, get your notebook. I always stress that. Grab your notebook and start writing. This one you don't have to write down, but I want you to remember this. Time is money. Money is time. Wasting time, you're wasting money. Don't waste my time because you're wasting my money. My time is very valuable. Yes, I am the eyes of the prize. There's no documentary. I'm dating my age from back in the 80s. It was called Eyes on the Prize. It was a documentary about the plight and fight of the civil rights movement. About how people of color were entrenched in this grain of the rights of the civil rights movement. And it showed how people, no matter what color they were, wanted to help the civil rights movement, to voter registration in Mississippi and stuff. And also in Alabama and stuff like that, and Arkansas, and places like that, deep south. When I say deep cut in the south, Louisiana and places like that. Florida was pretty okay because they got a little Havana, a little Miami, you know, a little Havana, a little Puerto Rico. They were pretty okay, but yeah, it was still the same. They were pretty strict, you know, and things like that. So that's the way that was. But you were ingrained in how things work. So what I do want to say this to you, I heard this one story. And it's what someone said to me once. Someone said once that I don't see color. You know, when it comes to dating, I don't see color. Colors are for crayons. I don't see color. I just see people. And then someone once said, oh, I see color. I see color everywhere. So, and the person said, so if a person, let's say you are a person of color, like, you're brown, you're black, I mean, you're black, you're not midnight black or anything like that, you're just black, like, as far as, like, person of color black, you know, African American, as they put it, and the person goes, yes, and let's say the person that's attracted to you is not black, and they were like, that person said, well, and because you see color, you see what I mean? What if that person's non-black? What if that person's, like, say, European? Would that make a difference or anything? And that person said, well, I don't date anyone other than black. I was like, okay. If that person was, say, Asian, would that make a difference? Or Pacific Islander, does that make a difference? And they said, nope, I only date black. I only date black. And then the person says, oh, okay, that's all I date. Nothing else. Wow. That means you're missing out on all your blessings. That's why you're single. And she said, I'd rather be single than have that because I'm waiting for my king to show me. And they were like, oh, okay, you're waiting for your king. Okay. Hail to the king. Hail, king. See, so what I, and then the person said, so that's what I mean when I say I don't see color, but you do. So, and then it's like a gray area, you know what I mean? In a sense of, a lot of people don't understand this methodical reasons behind the madness of I don't see color, because they are ingrained in this belief system that they have to see. There's some people that just have to see color. Like, I knew this person who was trans. I knew because that person was trans is because the person literally just told me, I'm trans. Person wasn't not, and then the person said, I'm trans. I was like, okay, I can respect that. So I knew. She is now a he. So I was like, she was doing the F to M. Not the M to F. So she's doing a female to male. That's what that F to M means and M to F means. F to M means female to male, and M to F means male to female. So I understood that. I can respect that. I did. I said I can respect it. So I can respect it because I understood that that is who you are and that's who you want to be. Then about a month later, I came in and I was like, what up, dog? What up, dog? And the person said, I'm non-binary, so I'm not a man, so don't think of me as a man. Think of me as like he, him, or they. And I was like, but I said, what's up, dog? I didn't say nothing else, dog. And then the person goes, oh, I'm just so used to everybody calling me, you know, thinking of me as a guy or something. Oh, no, you made it clear. Remember, I said we had that conversation. And then that person was like, got it. I said, did you have a funeral? And the person was like, what do you mean? Did you have a funeral? Funeral for what? You know you need a funeral. Why do I need a funeral? I said, because you gotta have a funeral because your old self is dead. And your new self is taking over in the realm of life. So that person laughed and thought it was hilarious. I said, no, we gotta have a funeral. So I laughed and I said, so we're gonna have this funeral or what? And the person was like, I was serious. So we did. We ended up having a funeral. The person was in awe and ingrained and was weird. Thought it was weird that I was talking about let's have a funeral. And the only reason I said let's have a funeral is because we need to have a funeral because you are talking about something that's important. Your life. And that's why we were having the funeral. Because you were talking about something that's important to you that you want to get rid of. Your old self. And coming into your true self. Which is your truly notions that you are. Because you are now this new body person. And then we ingrained it. And the person was like, yes, I understand that. So yeah, that's what made that person really was happy and stuff. But let me tell you something else that I want you to understand. About something that's going to happen to you. You are going to feel a whole lot better once you realize when you come into your body self. So I was like, okay, great. So now we had a understanding, we had a respect and a mutual, and it was cool. So now I want to tell each and every one of y'all out there, I want y'all to follow and listen. Be careful. Be loved. Love who you love. Sometimes opposites do attract. And sometimes when I say opposite, I'm not talking about like man and woman kind of opposite. I mean opposites like, here's an example. You like Star Wars. You're into sci-fi. You're into Star Wars. You're into Star Trek. The person that is attracted to you doesn't like Star Wars, doesn't like Star Trek at all, doesn't even like that sci-fi stuff, not into that kind of thing, don't collect things like that, but you do, but y'all actually love each other. That's what I mean by opposite attract. Like there's this one, like I say, a really really tall guy and a really 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 short girl, or a really 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 tall girl and a short guy. That's what I mean. Or a plus size woman with plus size woman and a plus size and a really 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 petite skinny guy. You see what I mean? That's what I mean. So that's what I mean in a sense of when I say opposite attract. That's all I mean when I say opposite attract. That kind of opposite. Not talking about like gender wise. No. That's calm. That's so easy. Or like, there's a guy who's into magic. He's a magician. I mean, magic is like so geeky kind of thing. But she's not into the geekiness thing. Or she's a geek. She's all computers and stuff. Can take a mainframe of a computer apart and build it by herself. Can rip it apart. And knows how to find the problem on a board and solder and do all that kind of stuff. When he don't know how to do none of that stuff. Just be like, just throw it in the trash. I look good. You know, like one of those kind of guys. Spend most of the time in the gym. But opposites attract. And I mean that. That's how that sense works. That sense of entitlement and annoying and acknowledgement ends up working. You work that way. Do you understand? It's better that way. Stuff like that. That's all I'm saying right there. Sorry about that. I was drinking something. I didn't want to talk while I got something in my mouth. Bad manners. Bad juju, bad manners. But I want you to understand something else. I want you to listen to something else, okay? I want you to listen to something that's going to better improve yourself. All right? I'm going to say that for you, you need to have something to have passion about. Love yourself. All right, now, Red Pill students, watch this. This is what I want you to do. If you're an asshole, be king of the assholes. If you're a nice guy and you want to be an asshole, you don't want to do that. Don't be an asshole. If you're a good guy, if you're a nice person, but you want to be an asshole, don't do that. There's this guy on, if you don't know who he is, everybody knows who he is, Andrew Tate. He goes by the name Top G. Seriously, Top G. Listen to him. You don't want to be an Andrew Tate because Top G, he's an a-hole. And there's like Fit and Fresh, those guys on the podcast, how they degrade women and dog them and stuff. You don't have to do that either. I'm going to tell you, don't do that either. What I will tell you is there's a way you can do things without putting yourself in harm's way. Good example. Kill a girl with kindness. Kill a girl with kindness. Here's what I mean. You walk in a room. And you know all the women, you know you're not that. You know you're not the most perfect looking person in there. You say, oh, I'm not okay. I'm not what the woman's looking for. But all these women, you start hearing all these cackle comments about, oh, he ugly. Oh, he got nasty teeth. Oh, look at that. His teeth is really bad. Look at that. Oh, look at his hair. Look what he's wearing. He ain't got no money. He bougie. He broke. Here's what you do. You walk in that room, you walk right up to her. First thing you do is you walk right past her. You ignore her. You walk past her. You turn around and go, oh, is that a pimple? And then walk away. Women, first thing that woman will do is she will look and go, she'll go, oh. Remember that. People will notice that. Oh, you got a pimple. She will remember that. They will remember. Oh, they will actually go check. Yes. Allow me to tell you something about high value women and stuff like that. Ready? I'm going to tell you something that you need to understand and how you need to know. Let's say you want a woman to know who you are. If you are really heavily present on social media, let's say for all high value purposes, you own a business. And you're successful in your business, no matter what you do, you're successful in your business. And you're making a lot of money in your business and you're successfully wealthy, right? Here's what you do. I want you to do is this when you walk into the room. You sit there and the woman says, you say hi to her and she goes, oh, I'm not interested in you. But let's say you're multi-rich. And she goes, oh, I'm not interested in you. I'm good, I'm spoken for. Oh, I got someone. Or I have a man. Or I have a woman. You know, that's just how women are. Women say things like that. Oh, I have someone in my life. I'm good. Then you say, oh, that's great. My name is J.R. J.R. Bell. B-E-L-L. Yes. Yeah, J.R. Bell. B-E-L-L. I got your 6th podcast. I got your 6th, yes. Yeah, I got your 6th, yeah. And then you just say that and then watch what happens. What she will do is she will get up. She will go in the bathroom or somewhere and she will grab her phone and she will look me up. Like, why did he say his name? Why did he spell his name? J.R. Bell from I Got Your 6th podcast. Why did he do that? And then she will start looking it up. J.R. Bell from I Got Your 6th podcast. $2.9 billion? Oh, $13 billion? Wow. She comes back. She goes, hi. Hey, you want a drink? Would you like to have a drink? What about your boyfriend? Oh, don't worry about him. Do you want a drink? Now, you see what she just did? See what I just did? Now, if I was like $13 billion richer or something like that, that actually would happen. Does it work? Yeah, it does. That actually does work. And it works really well. And it does work really well because I've seen it happen. The reason I saw that episode that was from also a TV episode, 2.5 Men. Ashton Kutcher played this super successful millionaire, multi-millionaire. So that's the reason why I say that actually does work. Yes, it does. And it's weird. Some women are like that. See, not all women. See, everybody thinks all women are the same. My thing is, not all women are the same. That's it. Not all women are the same. Some women are just normal people. You know? That's how some women are. They're just normal people and you just have to kind of look at stuff. Yeah. And they're just normal. And that's how they are. And some women you have to kind of put in perspective on what you got to do because you got to be careful. I'm going to tell you right now. Be very, very careful. Because there are some values that you need to understand about when it comes to women. And when it comes to men, too, ladies. And also people that are non-binary, when it comes to just people in general. I need y'all to kind of put in perspective that sometimes you gotta... What I would say is, there's two things. There's two things I would never talk about if you're going to meet a woman. Whatever you do or a person. If you're a high value man, if you're an asshole, talk about those things. You see what happens. You'll be single a lot. But if you want to stay not single, I would not talk about these things. You can talk about these things. Don't talk about the things, you won't be single. Talk about these things, you're going to stay single. All right? Listen carefully. Don't talk about politics or religion. Okay? Those are the two things I would not talk about at all. Religion or politics. Reason being is because in politics, you don't want to talk about those things. Just don't talk about those things. I don't. I never talk about those things. Reason being is because I don't want to actually ruin the chances that I have with someone that I might have been attracted to. Because like I said, opposites attract. And you don't want to you don't want to kick, you don't want someone to leave over something that's so stupid as far as like, I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican, or I'm a conservative, you're a liberal. I'm a nut, or you're a nut, but make sure that what you're doing is you're doing it right. Sorry about that. I was thinking about something. That's what I was thinking about. You know, sorry. It happens sometimes. Like I said, when I'm doing my podcast, it happens that I'm being more cautious about a lot of things. You know, so I try to put things into perspective and stuff, and I want everyone to understand things. So we try to do this little to gray area and stuff. But like I said, you gotta be remembered. Sometimes you wanna be memorable. You want everyone to know who you are. You wanna stand out. That's what you wanna do. You wanna stand out. And you want everybody to know that that's who you are. You wanna know that you're the person. Because like I said, you're the prize. Okay? You're the prize. Just remember that. You're the prize. You're the one that everybody wants. Okay? Just remember that. You're the high value. Okay? The late, great Kevin Samuelson used to say that you're the great high value. There's a guy that I follow. It's called Mediocre Tutorials and Review. He's all about being with the red pill. And he talks about, he sees all that bullshit that a lot of the women put out there. So what I'm going to tell you is that For all shits and giggles and purposes, bullshit is bullshit. When you see it, you see it. Guys, you'll know. Alright, ladies, you know. I watched one of his videos, Mediocre Tutorials and Review, MTR. And I follow him on social media. I mean, that guy has a lot of time to invest in his social media. I don't. I work and stuff, so there are some things that I just can't do. So what I am going to say is this, I try to be the best that I can be, you know, I try to be that better person and stuff, and I try to become the better me, and that's how I became a better me, and I did, I became this better person. I started putting into perspective things that I need to do to make myself more of a higher value and everything. And that's what happens. You know, I'm working. I'm busy. I am very, very ingrained into what social media and everything is set for me. Some people say I should just turn it off. So I do. I have more passion. I have more respect. I have a little more faith into the realm of social media. I am this person that I should become. you know, I am this greater person, this person with purpose in life. I do things with purpose because I want to have purpose. So that's what I'm saying. So like, you know, when I tell you red pill students that there's a lot of people out there that'll say, your stuff is not even hardcore. I'm talking about you, how to better yourself. We're not talking about you, how to bag. Now, if you're just trying to figure out how to bag a hot chick, do this number, do this. Walk up to a girl. I mean, seriously, you wanna just all of a sudden cut to the bullshit. Just walk up to some female and tell her, hey, I got a motel key. I got a hotel key or a motel key, depending on how much money you got. Be like, hey, I got a hotel key. You want to go to a hotel and let's have sex? Want to go to a hotel and let's bang? Have sex. See what she says. Woman going to look at you and be like, no. Now, there'll be some women that'll sit there and say, okay, I'll take that challenge. Okay, let's go. But you ain't going to last no more than 10 minutes. You're not going to last no more than 10 minutes. I don't think you'll last longer than 10 minutes. Be honest with you, she's probably right. But I'm going to tell you, she's probably right, 10 minutes. But then again, you might not last. I had a woman once told me, I like a man who can go all night long. I said, so you want a man to kill you? What do you mean? If a man can go all night long, like you said, that's like 8 to 10 hours. You will tell that man to stop. You're hurting me. You will want to call the cops to press charges against him for hurting you. Nah, that's being honest. That was being honest, and that really, she looked at me all like with this look of death, like I was wrong. No, but I was actually being truthful. I was being truthful because I was being honest. You know? And it shocked her because I was telling the truth that she needed to realize. You see what I'm saying? That she needed to realize. Yes, I wanted her to understand something. And it kind of made her realize that I was right. Because I said, I know somebody that can do that. And I hear, oh yeah, here's this thing. Women say, I want a man with a big Johnson. A big eggplant. Bigger the better. So you want the man to tear your inside walls out. So you want a complete hysterectomy. You want a whole complete hysterectomy. So you don't want to have no more kids. So you don't want any kids at all. And she was like, what do you mean no kids? Because you get a guy with a big old eggplant like that, big Johnson like that, he gonna tear your insides up. And then you are not gonna be able to have any kids. If you don't want no kids, great, go right ahead. Do you know science says the average man size is a size 7? It's the average size. 7 is the average size of a man. 7. Some men that are size 7 are fat, and some are just 7. Anything over 7, they're like what you call abnormally a freak of nature. Like an 8 or 9. They're like 8 or 9. 8 or 9. That's an abnormal rare, an anonymity, an abnormal rarity. That's what that is. You're rare. An 8 or 9, you're rare. 10 or 11, you're really super rare. And that means that you, Java. Boom. You're horrendously rare. And that makes you very, very superficial. And that makes you very, very important. So remember, fellas, sometimes some women say they, when they say they want that, they really can't handle that. Now, I've met some girls. I call them girls because that's what they were. They were hoes. I don't want to call them a hoe, so I call them girls. So I'm being a little more nice to them. These girls right here, if a guy was a foot long, they can handle that. A foot long girl, they can handle that. That's how long they can handle it. They take girls that long. They be like, I like girls with a foot long. And that's what they want. I can take a foot long. Girls be like, I can take a foot long. 12 inches is long enough for me. And they can. Here's the problem. Later on, I met one of them. I asked her how she doing. She said she was taking guys that long. And guess what happened? She got into the adult industry. She did. She got into the adult film industry. Because that's what she wanted to do. Because she wanted to make some money. And that's what she did. She wanted to make a lot of money because she was going to college. And she made a lot of money. She did. She ended up making a lot of money. And the one thing I did say about her, she has no kids. She can't have any kids because her inside walls are all tore up from doing that. But, you know, hey, to each his own. She's happy. I'm done. I'm going to say I'm going to cut this one a little bit short because this one's 31. Wow. So, yeah, I'm going to cut this one good, students. Here's what I want you to do. You are the prize. Remember, eyes on the prize, that is you. You are the value. You are the high value person, okay? Here's what I want you to write down. Write this down. My life is important. My money is my money, not your money. Write that down. And also remember this. I said that in one of my earlier podcasts. I said this. Look, if you want to find out if she's the one, take her somewhere like an all-you-can-eat buffet. Or say we're going out to eat and take her to McDonald's or Burger King. Yep. Or if she said, I want to go somewhere expensive to eat, take her to the gas station and buy her some gas station food. And if she said, what are you doing? Taking you somewhere expensive. Look at the gas prices. And if she laughs about that and said, that's a good one. But she still eat the food, she's a keeper. All right. Hey, everybody, this is J.R. Bell, your professoro from I Got Issues Podcast and Red Pill University. Let me tell you right now, it's Red Pill Talk. It's always about Red Pill. This is Red Pill, Lesson 2, Part B and C. I will catch you in the next Red Pill Podcast. Red Pills, remember, keep studying.